Welcome to Success Redefined with Dr. Toni Warner. I'm Dr. Toni, mom of five, psychotherapist, author, and mentor. Here, you're going to find insightful discussions spanning science, psychology, and soul as the personal and professional meet, and we explore the intersection of what really matters so success can be redefined with connection, healing, and fulfillment in mind.
Welcome to our first ever solo episode. In this first solo episode, I want to have a conversation really about why create this podcast. I'm going to be honest with you all. For years at this point, I have had an aversion to creating a podcast. I pushed myself to do a podcast. Oh gosh, what was that? Maybe like 2020. And I did it kind of like in the secret silos of the background of the internet. And I didn't really tell anybody about it much. And I didn't share about it. And da, 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 da. And I wasn't in a place where I was ready to dive deep into the podcasting world from a place that was inspiring to me. And so series of events in life have unfolded over the course of the past several years and brought me to this place where I felt really inspired to do this podcast. And that excites me because that means that there's going to be a heck ton of value here. Richness for me as I share and explore and connect and all of the goodness that comes with podcasting, and then also richness for those who feel like they resonate with what we're talking about here, or have curiosities about what we're talking about here. So I want to just share a little bit about who I am as your host so you can see if I jive with what you're seeking right now. If this is for you, and depending on where you're at in your journey, might be, might not, that's okay. And it might change, that's also okay. And talk about why this podcast, kind of why I'm going with the less conventional setup that I'm going with, and why I want to talk about some of the things that I want to talk about, where this podcast really like just came from within me. And then talk a little bit about what we're going to explore here, the different topics, and some of the ways that I hope that this podcast benefits you, yourself as a person, and then also the relationships that you have in your life and the work that you are doing in this world. We'll see where it goes from here. I know that there are a ton of podcasts out there, y'all. There's so many. And I actually think that's a great thing. I think it's great that there's a variety of podcasts because we are all interested in different things, or we all at any given point in time want to hear about different things or talk about different things. So I think variety is good. I'm a proponent for variety. I think variety helps be that spice of life, right? Variety is the spice of life. I do agree with that cliche saying, although it sits different with me now than it did many years ago. Cliche sayings have a way of doing that, sitting differently once you have some different life experience to look at them through, a different lens to look at them through. So variety definitely is a good thing. However, I hadn't either found or been pulled into a podcast that explores the many facets of us that make us human beings in a way that fit with my perspective of being this person in this world where there's so much division nowadays. There's so much categorizing. There's so much like putting things in a box, and that does not fit for me. I do believe there's a time and a place for that to help us understand things, but I am very much a gray person. I view things in the gray. I view things on a spectrum. I have this interesting way of seeing the different dots that connect the constellation, so to speak, of the world, of how it shows up in our relationships and how it shows up just within us and how we interact or our interests and all of these things. So I see things differently. I do things differently than the way that I have heard it happen on podcasts. And I just wanted to have a place where we could explore that without jeopardizing this sense of wanting to feel, this very human, natural sense of wanting to feel successful in our lives. Right? And so, how do we, as parents, so I'm a mom, how do we, as partners, I'm a wife, how do we, as professionals, I am a business owner and entrepreneur and psychotherapist and mentor and consultant. How do we, as people that are part of a larger society, right? So we're all social citizens. How do we, as all of these different aspects of ourselves, how do we show up for them as healthily, as healing, as growing, ever evolving, intentionally as we can? How do we show up for them presently, fully, meaningfully? And some of my story, some of my life experience is really what makes this type of questioning so important, so meaningful, so vital to me and my life and this podcast. So I'm going to share with you a little bit about some of my own life experience. I've always been what people call an achiever. Some would call a high achiever or an overachiever. I'm not really big into labels, but I certainly am someone who's always had dreams and ambitions and this deep desire to impact change in a meaningful way in the world and my relationship. That's always been something that has felt important to me. And so, as far back as I can remember, I knew I wanted to be two things. I wanted to be a mom and I wanted to be a professional helper. I knew I wanted five kids. I knew I wanted to be able to help folks who felt different, especially folks that were often misunderstood. And so once I found out what a therapist was, I immediately knew, yes, like that's it. I want to do that. I want to do that. We all have our own histories, right? We all have our own childhoods, our own upbringings, our own experiences that inform what we find to be important in this world or the way we perceive things in this world. And so I'm no different. Over the course of many years, my ambitions and my dreams grew with me. And so I wanted this large family, yes, but I also wanted to do really meaningful work in this world, which fit for what I had always wanted in my life, but how to go about doing that wasn't going to make me feel depleted. That wasn't going to make me feel like I wasn't able to show up in one way or another in certain areas of my life. That became more challenging, right? The more roles and responsibilities that I took on, I didn't want to have to sacrifice either one of them. I didn't want to have to sacrifice being that present mom with that large family that I had always wanted. I didn't want to have to sacrifice being that really passionate professional, that passionate person that shows up in this world doing really meaningful work that lights me up and that impacts and inspires change in people's lives or positivity and upliftment or healing or growth in people's lives. I don't want to compromise any of that. I was like, I don't want to have to choose. Right? And many of you could probably relate to that, right? Like these things are meaningful to me. Why would I want to have to compromise one? Why would I want to have to choose? Why do I have to sacrifice one? And so I didn't want to. I didn't want to sacrifice what I found to be so meaningful to me, so important to me in my life. In fact, I actually felt like I needed to prove that I did not have to sacrifice either one of them because so much was coming at me of like, well, why would you want your PhD and five kids, right? Like, why would you want this and that? Like, it just didn't fit for what a lot of people, what they thought should go together. And because of the way that I experienced my childhood growing up, I did have a part of me that wanted people to accept me or to understand me in some ways. And I've had to do a lot of healing and growth around that throughout the course of my adulthood. But I think that there's pressure for many of us to figure out how to show up and show up perfectly in these different areas of our lives all the time. And I don't think that we can do that. I don't think that we can show up perfectly all the time. In fact, I don't really think that we can show up perfectly in general. And I think that's okay. But I do think that it's possible to show up presently in areas of our lives that are important to us, and to do it in such a way that we feel more successful rather than less successful, more fulfilled rather than less fulfilled, because of how we're engaging in those different areas of our lives. And that we don't have to sacrifice ourselves or our values or certain parts of what's meaningful to us in order to have or obtain something else in some other area of our life. And that's not what I see happening for a lot of folks. A lot of folks get pulled in one direction or another and feel like they're sacrificing or suffocating because of all the pressure in that particular area. And that just does not feel successful, no matter how successful it might look on the outside. And so for me, eventually things did get more complicated, as does life, right? I became a single mom and then later got married, creating a blended family and a multiracial family. And I quickly realized that doing it all and enjoying it all were not the same thing. So I could do a lot, I could get a lot done. I could take a lot of action. I was a go-getter. I could be super hyper independent. But I couldn't do that and also really enjoy it all as well. Because I had become so focused on doing it all and getting it all done and taking it all on my shoulders that there was just not as much wiggle room. There was not as much space in my life for being present and enjoying it all as well. Doesn't mean I didn't have any enjoyment in my life. I did. I did have enjoyment in my life, but it wasn't as deep or as plentiful as it could have been and as it can continue to be. So much of my life, I thought success was all about hitting the goals, doing all the things, that quantifiable version of success, never giving up. Pushing myself really hard, being super independent, proving that I could do what I set my mind to, and so on and so forth. I'm sure plenty of people here can relate, right? But once I added on more roles, more responsibilities, more relationships to my life, what ultimately happened was that I looked like an outward success while I was actually feeling like an inward mess. And it doesn't matter how outwardly successful you look. If it doesn't match inside a sense of fulfillment, of satisfaction, of success within yourself, it is not going to bring you happiness or health. Like, it is just not going to bring you what you deeply, deeply, deeply want. And even if it could, you wouldn't be able to enjoy it. Kind of ironic, huh? These are some of the things that we'll explore together throughout these podcast episodes over the course of this season one of this brand new podcast that I'm so excited to share with you all. And so I had burnout twice, not just at work. I know that we often talk about burnout as though it's just a workplace thing. It is not. I do not agree with that. Burnout is something that can be experienced in a variety of aspects of your life. And certainly, I experienced it in a variety of aspects of my life. My anxiety resurfaced and I started having panic attacks. My health declined. my fatigue increased. I had multiple miscarriages, and eventually I had to stop pretending that I was fine. Eventually, I couldn't deny that something was off anymore. I couldn't keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing because something wasn't right. I could feel it. So I might have looked like this success, but I wasn't feeling this deep, meaningful success on the inside. And I cannot even tell you how many folks I've spoken to at this point in my life that can resonate with that. So if you resonate with that, you are not alone. Not that that makes it better and not that that fixes anything, but I think it does identify that this is something that we need to explore. When someone looks so successful and is quote unquote doing all of the things, but actually isn't feeling that way, and that becomes the common story in our society, we need to look at it. Now, of course, there's a lot more to my story, which I'll share as relevant in various episodes throughout this first season of the podcast, which right now we are slated to have 33 episodes. Yeah, it's amazing. Just saying that's amazing. I also share some more about my experiences and some of my books, The Reset, A High Achiever's Guide to Freedom and Fulfillment. If you want to check that out, that's on Amazon, and another book as a co-authored book, 25 Tools to Self-Care. Also available on Amazon, or you could get that on my website if you want to get that through me at drtonywarner.com. But I'm going to share pieces of my life, of my experience, of my thoughts throughout this whole podcast series, because I do think that part of what we see out there, I'm using air quotes, is what people want us to see, of course, right? And that makes sense, but social media is amplifying what people want us to see, or amplifying what we are choosing to focus on seeing. And that actually deepens the gap. It furthers the gap between us being able to understand and see what's happening within us and what we actually want and need versus what we think other people have and how we can get it, or what we think other people have achieved and why not me. It's that cliche quote of comparison is the thief of joy, right? That comes up in this situation. So when we can share more authentically, more openly, more compassionately, more organically, then we can also connect more authentically, more organically, right? We can do that in a way that I think our world needs so much more of and can benefit so incredibly deeply if we do more of that. And I hope to be able to bring that to this podcast by sharing more of my story and also having guests that are willing to share part of their stories as well as their professional experience because of their expertise. All right, back to my story. I digress. As time moved along, I began challenging this whole idea of what success really is. We all have messages that we hear or we see about what success looks like, what success is, how it's measured. We all have them. And so I had my own. And it was kind of just my default version of success. I kind of took it for granted. This is what success is. This is how we measure it. But I had to begin challenging this whole idea of what success really is when I consistently hit the markers and went above and beyond, and yet something was not feeling fulfilling for me. To have it all and feel like there's a void, to have an abundance in your life, or to have achieved all of the things you set out to achieve in your life, and then to not feel that deep sense of appreciation, of joy, a fulfillment of satisfaction. There's something missing there. There's something that's missing. There's a piece that's defined incorrectly or not fitting in the right spot, or it's just not there. And so I had to challenge myself in that area. What does success actually require? What does it actually look like? What does it actually feel like to me? To the kind of life I want to live, to the kind of lifestyle I want to experience. And so I hit a lot of snags along the way because it turns out that defining success is just not quite so simple. I tried to engage in circles with entrepreneurs because I'm an entrepreneur, but their version of success felt very limiting to me because they're focusing just on the entrepreneurial lens. I would try to engage in circles with other moms, but their version of success didn't feel right to me either because it was just this, it was more rigid through the lens of being a mom and wasn't accounting for these other parts of me that really mattered. I tried communities for business owners, for therapists, for females, for minorities, for people of faith, for people of spirituality, for advocates, for change makers. And in each of them, I felt like the idea of success somehow restricted me. There was a limitation. There was still something missing. Not that they were wrong, not that any of those definitions of success within each of those communities is bad or anything. That's not what I'm saying. But I could feel the restriction. It wasn't what I was looking for. It wasn't what I was looking for. It didn't allow me to embrace the many facets, aspects, and passions of myself. So something didn't feel right. I kept asking myself, like, how can I feel successful? Not look successful. Not prove that I'm successful, but feel successful in my life, in these different areas of my life more deeply and enjoy them more. And why were so many people out there saying they wanted success or chasing success or looking successful outwardly when in reality they were sacrificing themselves or the things that mattered to them? They're sacrificing for this thing called success. Why is that happening? Especially when we have so many aspects of our lives that can be really meaningful. Of course, as a mom, I want to feel successful as a mom. As a partner, I want to feel successful as a partner. As a professional, I want to feel successful as a professional. As a social citizen, I want to feel successful as a social citizen. But first and foremost, really, I want to feel successful in showing up in this world, in this life, as me, as being me from this place of integrity, from this place of what I call core connection. And I want that to feel freeing, not restricting. So, is it possible to be and to feel successful in all of these different areas of my life? Is it, do you think, like it's possible for you to be and feel successful in all the different areas of your life? And how can we know if we're unclear on what success really is, on our version, our redefined, reframed definition of success for ourselves, on what it feels like, on what it looks like through our perspective, not through the default perspective, not through what we think someone else thinks it should be or X, Y, or Z? And so these series of questions cycled and cycled and cycled. And they still cycle in my mind because I'm always evolving. I'm always refining in whatever way I can, as long as I am doing it with curiosity and compassion and integrity rather than like criticism. But as these series of questions continue to grow for me and cycle themselves in my mind, it really led me on a journey of inquiry, of challenge. It went down the science route. It went down the psychology route. It went down the soul or faith route for me. And I found that all three of them, science, psychology, and soul together, help me to better understand, better experience, and better define what success, meaningful, fulfilling success, really looks and feels like for me. It's a journey of deeper and deeper exploration through the science, through the soul, through the psychology. They're not mutually exclusive terms here. So many podcasts and so many conversations, so many mainstream discourse circles act like science, psychology, and soul are all these separate things. I disagree wholeheartedly. And you will see that echo throughout all of the podcast episodes. because science, psychology, and soul together, I deeply believe they need to come together. They actually complement one another. They don't contradict each other. They complement one another, and they help us to get really curious about what living a meaningful, successful, fulfilling life actually is, how to do it, what it feels like, and why. And so I'm so excited that I get to bring all of these different parts of myself and of my journey to this podcast, where we get to explore success, redefine success in a way that is of our own making, and also do it in a way that embraces all of the various aspects of who we are as multifaceted human beings, not as this singular identity or this singular role, but really pushes the boundaries to go beyond the categorical labels, or just the black and white, or just the all or nothing, or just the right or wrong, or just the good or bad, or just the this or that, or whatever. Conversations are going to push beyond here into the gray, into different. And how that sits with you is how that sits with you. How it sits with me is how it sits with me. That's cool. This is not meant to be a preachy or teachy kind of podcast. It's meant to be organic. It's meant to be genuine and authentic. It's meant to be inspiring and challenging, because I think we need more of that in this world, in a way that allows us to safely connect, contribute, and really explore the questions that we all have in some capacity. We do all have questions in some capacity for some reason. And if we can explore those with more curiosity, in a way that allows us to feel more meaningfully connected, more meaningfully creative, then we can really contribute in a more meaningful way. We can understand things in a more meaningful way. And that, to me, ties directly into the sense of what helps us feel successful, helps us feel fulfilled in life. And so those same areas that I want to explore, and reasons why I want to explore them here on this podcast, are what I hope and believe will be helpful to you as you tune in. And as maybe you even contribute to the community as you share your questions or contributions here, that you get to explore your definition of success and what parts of it are working for you and what parts of it are not, and where you would like to see it shift, how you would like to see it shift, and if you're willing or wanting to do anything about it right now, the areas where you want to get challenged to grow as maybe a parent or a partner, or you want to feel more inspired to expand yourself as a professional or a passionate human being in society, whatever it is, whatever that looks like for you, I hope and believe that this podcast has the potential to stimulate some of those ripples that are going to go out and really reverberate throughout not just ourselves, but our relationships and our systems, so that as we redefine success for ourselves, it affects positively and in a healthy and more healing way those around us and those things that we create in our lives or in our workplace. To me, that lights me up. To me, it doesn't get much better than that. So if this resonates with you, if any part of you is intrigued or hooked in, or maybe a little bit like on edge around it, if you're having any kind of strong reaction to anything that I've shared here, perhaps exploring this podcast is going to be of benefit to you. And it's a really cool setup right now. What we're doing is every other episode is going to be a solo shorter episode, like today's episode. And then the in-between episodes are going to be a longer guest episode with vetted guests. Some folks who I've known beforehand, some folks who I have not, but every single one of them has been vetted, gone through our vetting process to ensure that our values are aligned with the podcast and what they want to share with you all. And they'll share their stories as well, and some of their experiences And so I'm like, it's just exciting to me to be able to do this with each of you. I really think you're gonna find some golden nuggets throughout our time together. Hop around to the different episodes, depending on when you join us or listen to them in order. It doesn't matter. Whatever works for you. I'm just really excited that you're here. Join us next week as we continue our guest episodes. And then I'll see you again in a couple weeks for our next solo episode. If you want to share any questions that you might have with me, you can do that free and anonymous. The links are in the show notes section below. I love to hear from you, and I can't wait to see where this goes. Hopeful that it helps us all deepen in a way that feels more meaningfully successful in our lives, so we can go out and make positive ripple effects in this world, whether it's in our families, our schools, our communities, our systems, our policies, whatever that might be. Because we're going to be exploring all of those things in these episodes. We're going to be exploring topics from parenting to professionalism, from trauma and mental health to leadership and entrepreneurship, aspects of faith and spirituality, that soul component. We're going to be exploring all those areas of science, psychology, and soul. Can't wait. Links related to this episode can be found in the show notes section. Want to submit questions about success, satisfaction, healing, and relationships, health, or work? You can do that free and anonymous at drtonywarner.com, where you'll find other resources there as well. Did you benefit from this episode? You can subscribe, like, and share with another to pass it on, because anyone can listen on the go with this podcast audio available on all major podcasting platforms.